Samika Williams, when did you start at Velocity?
I started Velocity July 26th of 2021. Yes, July. Yep.
So what were you doing before you came, out of curiosity?
Yes, I have worked in a healthcare sector as a senior corporate recruiter. That's pretty much been my background, healthcare, IT, as well as manufacturing. Decided to pivot from the staffing arena and make my way into the corporate arena to recruit at the corporate level. And now I am here with Velocity.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you, obviously.
Thank
and
you.
Glad that you're on my team. So let's kind of start talking about this month, March Women's History Month, and kind of what it means to us as women and how things have changed. I know I sent questions beforehand, but one thing that I found interesting that was in that was just in 50 years, the workforce of women in the U.S. has gone from 27 million to 76.6 million. So now we account for 46.8% of their workforce. When you hear that, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Thoughts, feelings?
Wow, just in awe. We're definitely making our mark within the workplace and especially within the community.
Yes.
Absolutely. So that is just awesome.
Yes. I when I first saw it, I got a little bit of goosebumps because I grew up with a working mom, which was a generation where there was a lot of my friends had all their lunches made for them because their moms were home, right? Which, hey, that's still okay. That's a full-time job, right?
Yes, it is.
Mom worked and came home and took care of the kids. So I grew up with hot lunch. I grew up with hot lunch because,
absolutely,
you know, and so it was interesting to see that her coming from a generation where, you know, her mom was at home and then she worked and then watching her work. So it is interesting to watch that from that perspective. So we'll kind of go into our first question. So what goes through your mind when you think of women who joined the workforce before you?
Oh, wow. Amazing. Women that came before me, I would have to equate them as trailblazers. They were brave, relentless, especially in opposition. This was during a time where women just weren't recognized for their work within the workplace, and especially even in the homes.
Right.
You know, I came from an environment where my mother, she worked in a workplace, and she also took care of us. We had those hot meals, Sarah, and she even took the time to help with our homework.
Yeah.
And then it was a repetitive, you know, cycle again. So yes, when I do think about the women that came before me, they were definitely trailblazers, wonderful, wonderful women that took a stand, even in the midst of opposition.
Right. And they had to have been tired.
Yeah.
I remember my mom being tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm tired. You know, I have kids now and I work full time, right? And I'm middle aged. And I kind of look back now of when my mom was raising us and she was tired.
Yes.
You know, she worked all day, then came home and started her second job, which was us, you know, feeding and homework and baths and getting it up and doing it all over again, right?
All over again. That
amazing.
Correct. Amazing. I still to this day, I don't even know where that strength, where that energy, you know, came from, but that is definitely something internal that was given to women.
Correct. Yes.
Part.
Thank you. I agree 100%. So another question is, you know, have you drawn professionally inspiration from other women? Is there a woman in particular or a group of women that have inspired you or mentored you in your life?
Absolutely. I would have to give credit to whom is due, and that is my mother. My mom is my biggest inspiration. I've watched her during my childhood, and even now she has encountered some major hardships, setbacks, you know, in her life, but she overcame them. The thing that really, truly amazed me about my mother is that I watched how she responded to those hardships and setbacks. She taught me so much about just embracing life's journey. She said this to me, and I would never forget it, Sarah. She said, "Mika, there are times in your life where you will experience opposition. That's a part of life. Don't ignore it. Just embrace it." I was like, okay, embrace a hardship. No, I'm trying to take control of the situation.
Right. Interesting.
Exactly. But she said, embrace it, because you will have to learn from it. You're going to have to grow from it so you can move on to the next level. That stood with me all these years, even now as a wife, mother, business owner, and entrepreneur, as well as a leader within an organization. So she has pretty much been my rock, my biggest inspiration to draw from.
Wow, that's pretty profound. You know, modeling it and speaking it from her point of view, right? What about, I think I've heard that you're kind of involved in some, don't you do something weekly or maybe monthly with a group of women in business?
Yes, I do. Women in Business, we meet on a monthly basis every second Saturday, just, you know, come together to talk about different challenges within the workplace and even outside of that. But most importantly, we just connect. We pretty much talk a little bit about work and challenges, but really we come together, have a good time.
Well, that's good.
I call it swallowship. You fellowshipping and you eating and just having a good time.
Well, that's good. Those groups are important, you know. Do you feel like there's some good conversations that have come out of those groups where maybe some of the women go back and feel like they can approach or deal with some sort of, you know, problem they're having at work, or like you said, opposite, you know, there's something that's coming up against them, right? And
yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. One of the biggest things that I can say that has been pretty much the hot topic across the board within the group is finding balance. You know, we're women, but also too, at the same time, we may take on the role as wife, mother, business owner, et cetera. Just finding balance in it all.
Right.
That has been the key takeaway from these meetings and discussions.
That's awesome. That's amazing. It's good to hear that you've got that community and support. About how many women meet?
Oh my good, roughly 20.
Oh, that's a good number.
Yes. We meet sometimes off-site at a location for, like, brunch, and sometimes at each other's homes.
Nice.
Et cetera. But, yeah, very nice.
That's great. So tell me a little bit about, maybe give me a couple of them if you have them. What is, it says one thing, but maybe two things if you have them, you know now as a woman and work, you wish you would have known earlier in your career?
Oh, my goodness. And I can speak to this.
I know, me too. Me too.
To you, Sarah, we do not have to do it all.
Thank you.
We don't have to be perfect. And I think within society and because of our place, individuals project that on us as women. And we take that on. But I've learned you do not have to be perfect. You do not have to do it all. And don't be afraid to ask for help. I had to learn this the hard way, and I am being as transparent as I possibly can be.
Yeah.
The key is to really, truly have that proper work-life balance, and I'm still doing that to this day. Yes. With the demands inside of the workplace, outside of the workplace, at church, other events, community events, just being able to find that balance and what works for Tamika.
Right. It sounds like we don't have to do it all, right? We don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to have help and support.
Exactly.
I sometimes take a deep dive into why I feel as a woman, I have to say yes to everything. There's something in me, a drive, and it's good, and it can be not so good because it wears us down, right? And, you know, you've got all these buckets in your life, right? We've got our lives, our relationships, our children, whatever they are, our fur babies, whatever life anyone has, right? So when they're off balance, right, you know, some of those other buckets aren't getting filled. And I think it's possible, and it would be interesting to see what other women think about this, is women have watched for so long, possibly men being in the workforce the majority of, well, over the last hundreds and hundreds of years, right? I mean, when you look, like we said at the beginning, 50 years ago, there was, what, 27 million, and now there's 70-something million, right?
Yes.
That's huge. In 50 years, men have been working for a long, long time, right? So it's almost like I wonder in the eyes of, we've been watching them be able to say yes anytime, because we were taking care of the home life.
Yes.
And so they were able to say, yes, I'll take that. Yes, I'll take that. Yes, I'll take that. Yes, I'll travel. Yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do that. And so they were able to say yes and not have to turn down opportunities. And we've watched them, and now we're like, okay, we're here. We're ready to work. We are equal, and things are changing. There are stay-at-home dads. There are both parents that work and both contribute equally to the home life. And it's almost like we're playing catch-up, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And we have to remind ourselves that it's going to take some time. Don't hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. You are still doing a great job, and you are still doing a lot of things.
That is absolutely correct.
And I was thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, why am I driving so fast? Mm-hmm. What is that? Where's that coming from? So just kind of another perspective that maybe if I was telling my younger self, like, you'll get there. You don't have to speed.
You'll get there. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Absolutely. That is good, Sarah. Awesome.
So what's maybe one or two things that you would tell a young woman who's just starting out in the workforce?
Oh, wow.
What would be something that you want them to know or share to help or inspire or look out for?
Absolutely. I would tell them to embrace opportunities and never underestimate your value. To always surround yourself with other female leaders, colleagues that can serve as a mentor, a coach, someone that can empower you to always be the very best version of yourself. That is very important. And that's one of the key points that I live by. This is something that I do. When transitioning into the workforce, especially if you're a new employee or anything of that nature, or just trying to kind of be in a stay-at-home mom, want to transition back, it is so important to never underestimate your value. At times we do. We tend to, especially as a woman, we tend to dummy down our resume or experience because we're afraid that we might not get a particular opportunity or get a foot in the door. But just coming in, it's always good to surround yourself with other female leaders, colleagues that can serve as that sounding board, someone that's going to coach and empower you to always be the person that you want to become. Whether it's in the workplace and even outside of the workplace as well.
That's good. That's good advice. What's one thing you wish more people knew about women in the workplace?
Women are the best, and I'm going to repeat it again, women are the best asset to any organization. And the reason why, because we are influential and we value an inclusive culture.
Tell me a little bit more about that. Why do you think we're good at that?
To be honest with you, that is something I believe that we're absolutely born with. Think about it.
From a biological difference, right?
Point, yes, we are the carriers of life. We can give birth.
Yeah, there's a connection there.
So there is a connection there. We are the carriers of life. So sometimes, even as women, we tend to carry around other baggage, debris, whether it's from our past, present, others, you know, especially. But this is an innate ability, something that we were born with. I honestly believe that.
So what about the inclusive part?
Yes, absolutely. Women tend to be more, to me, they value inclusivity, especially within the workplace and outside of that. Women like to engage in different types of female groups, community events, community organization, etc., just to have that sense of belonging. They want to belong within the workplace. They want to feel like that they are included within the workplace and as well as outside of that. And that's something that they truly value, and that's something that I value myself.
So it sounds like you have seen it and feel it more, that women seek out connection.
Yes, exactly. That's
with other humans.
With other humans. That
it doesn't mean that men don't want to, but women feel it and seek it.
Yes. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So when are we going to get that woman president? Right? I'm waiting. I'm hoping it's in my lifetime.
I hope so too, Sarah.
Because, you know, I don't have any daughters. I have sons. But, man, it'd be good. It would be wonderful for all of us to see, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That would be a huge celebration.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Across the nation.
Across the world. I mean, you know everyone looks at us, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes with an evil eye, sometimes with a good eye, you know?
Yes, we're always under the microscope.
Yeah, we are. People pay attention, right? Whether they're not liking it or they're digging it, they're paying attention. So
that is true.
Final question I have for you is, what drives you to show up and push forward every day?
Absolutely. And that would be purpose. I literally wake up every day knowing that I am unique. I was created to do great things in this world. Not only to enhance and improve my livelihood, but also the livelihood of others, and especially the women that I come in contact with on a daily basis. This serves more than enough motivation for me, Sarah.
So part of your purpose, you said, you know, improve the lives of others.
Absolutely. Purpose, just in general, what drives me, yes, to know that I have a purpose. This purpose is bigger than me, and I know that I was created to do something great, but I know for a fact it does involve improving the livelihood of others, and especially women.
So do you believe that part of your responsibility is leaving a legacy behind?
Yes, absolutely.
Whether it's with your kids or your friends or your neighbors, that there's a legacy left behind.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
My mother used to say that all the time, that her job was to leave a legacy behind, and that will be our jobs as her children, to pick up the great things they did as parents, toss away the things they didn't do great as parents because they're humans, do them better, and think about that even in your 20s, that you are, it's all feeding into the legacy you leave behind.
Yes.
And how you want to be remembered and what kind of person you are, right?
Uh-huh.
So, very, very, a lot of similarities there, it seems like, with the way our mothers talked and taught, right? What did your mom do for a living? I don't know if you said what she did.
Yes, absolutely. My mother was a financial analyst, and then she became a business analyst for the city of Charlotte for many, many, many years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
Yes, 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 yes. She graduated from Johnson C. Smith University.
Oh, okay.
And yes, she went to a historically black college.
Yep, I'm familiar with that one.
She was the first in her generation to go to college and graduate.
That's amazing.
And make a career for herself. So she even paved the way for Tamika.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything else that you want to share or add? Or
no, I sure don't, but I do just want to say this, Sarah, this has been absolutely phenomenal. I do want to thank you so much for your time and considering me to be a part of the Women's History Month event. I really enjoyed our time and really speaking to this, because this is something that is really truly endeared to my heart.
Yes, I think it's great. I think it's going to be wonderful for others to hear it in the organization.
Absolutely.
You know, there's been, you know, now that we're post-pandemic, we've had more time to kind of sit down and concentrate on these very important days and months, and reaching out and hearing other people's perspectives in these kind of cultural significant months. And it really brings people together, right?
Yes, it does.
It's storytelling, yes, it does. You know? So it's so important, whether we do it here in this kind of space or it's done in other realms within the organization. Through the interview, you were using storytelling. I mean, you many times reflected back on things your mom said to you or showed you, right? So we're all storytellers. We should be telling more of them. Is any
absolutely
chance we get, right?
Yes.
So
I absolutely agree.
Well, I loved this time. Thank you for being so open and authentic and sharing all these great things.
Also wonderful. Well, thank you again for your time, dear. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. Talk to you later, Tamika.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.